Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Banda. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Bork. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green bunts towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Williams and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball towards right. Fuller catches it and throws to home to double up North. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Grich reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bourque for the out. Rudy moves to third. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fuller. Washington reaches second base with a double. Rudy scores. Tenarche moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. North hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 2 in the game. Bourque takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 4 to nothing, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bourque hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Rudy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rudy. Bellinger scores. Grich goes all the way around to score. Davis moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bando. Davis scores. Baylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. North strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Jim Fuller. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.